Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. From the duo of Joe Seeley and Paul Novotny, we start yet another hour of neon jazz in pure style. That was the 1990 song Some Other Blues off their recording called Double Entendre. These cats have been both music and business partners since the 80s, and they have created a very elegant sound full of vivid tapestries of melody, deep bass lines, vigorous harmonies, strong rhythms, and original songwriting. They are both staples of the Canadian jazz scene and have shared the concert stage in their homeland and around the globe. And they've been to places like Denmark, Norway, and all over America. On their own as a soloist, they have done some good work, respectively. Joe has performed with Blood, Sweat, and Tears, Joe Williams, Milt Jackson, and many others. He was also the music director of the acclaimed Tanya Lee Williams Gospel Jubilee and a few CBC shows. These days, he hosts Joe's Jazz, a weekly radio show on Jazz FM 91 in Toronto. I like that name. On the other side of the duo, Paul has been heard in Toronto jazz clubs and on concert stages with Cedar Walton, Jeff Keyser, Joanne Bracken, Junior Mance, Molly Johnson, and many others. He composed the CBC National News theme in 2000 and 2001 and CBC's The Hour theme in 2004. He also has been known to be very busy in the TV, commercial, and film world. And again, as you heard, together, they simply make it happen. And with that, welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town that digs duos, loves trios, and has refined that thing called the Jazz Shuffle, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, ready to add to the history and definition of jazz with some good music. From a modern legend on the tenor saxophone, one of the coolest cats alive and still making music with gusto and brilliance, this is Sonny Rollins with a 2016 recording In a Sentimental Mood, and I believe we are.
Thank you. Thank you.
That was the five-piece instrumental jazz outfit called Monobody with the 2015 song Lifeguard of a Helpless Body. This cool group out of Chicago has managed to mix superb musicianship, imaginative composition, and groove-driven melodies to create a sound that features elements of jazz, pop, math, and progressive rock. And this group is led by the great Al Costas on the upright bass and the keys. This next one is in a duo setting, and it's a recording that made Vibes man Milt Jackson smile, which is atypical of his demeanor on stage. He's teamed up with Clayton Hamilton and the Jazz Orchestra late in his life, and here is the jam of Bags Groove circa 1999 off the CD they made together, aptly called Explosive.
Hello, everybody. My name is Marcus Lewis. I'm a jazz trombonist, composer, and educator based in Kansas City. And you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. Check him out.
Do it the hard way, and it's easy sailing. Do it the hard way, and it's hard to lose. Only the soft way has a chance of failing. You have to choose. I tried the hard way when I tried to get you. You took the soft way when you said we'll see. Darling, now I'll let you do it the hard way now that you want me.
That was Ontario native and jazz singer Shannon Butcher with the 2014 tune Do It the Hard Way off her CD Butcher Sings Baker. So she started flexing her song chops at six and was deeply influenced by her parents' Frank Sinatra music collection. While she studied jazz at an arts high school, she was inspired by a performing artist that visited and would become an international superstar, Diana Krall. And since then, she has become the inspiration for a whole new crop of jazz vocalists out there in Canada and the world. From the pipes and bravado of Helen Humes, we give you the tune You Can Depend on Me off the 1959 LP, Tain't Nobody's Business If I Do. Next on this hour of Neon Jazz, giving you the business.
Though you say we're through, has made you forget, you know, you can count This is Laura Ainsworth, and I think neon jazz is out of this world.
Everything, let that harmony ring up to heaven and sing. Sing, you sinner, just wave your arms all about. Let the Lord hear you shout. Pour that music right out and say, you sinner. Whenever there's music, you know the devil kicks, 'cause he don't allow music down by the river Styx. You're wicked and you're depraved, and you all misbehave. If you want to be saved, just sing, you sinner.
That was the brilliant Jeff Healey and the Jazz Wizards with the song Sing You Sinners off the 2006 CD It's Tight Like That. And it was. Right out of Canada, this blind jazz and blues rock vocalist and guitarist soared in the 80s and 90s. He began playing guitar when he was 3, and his style was always very unique. He held the instrument flat on his lap. And at 15, he started his first blues band and moved on to hosting a jazz and blues show on radio station CIUT-FM. His signature way was playing tunes with a massive collection of vintage 78 gramophone records. From the city of brotherly love and a man known well to the world, here's jazz flutist and tenor saxophonist Lou Tabakin with the 1990 tune Johnny Come Lately off the 1990 album Desert Lady, next on this hour of Neon Jazz.
Back in speaking, please pay attention to Neon Jazz, Joe Domino. Very important for you to check out his stuff and keep on swinging.
That was the combined cool of the World Saxophone Quartet with their 1996 tune, For Now. This power ensemble started in 1977, blending the concepts of free funk and African jazz to mold their unique music message. The original members of this outfit was Julius Hemphill, Oliver Lake, Hamiet Blewett, and David Murray. This group principally recorded and performed as a saxophone quartet, and occasionally they were joined by drummers, bassists, and other musicians. From Fabio Zeppatella, here he is in 2009 with the song How Insensitive off the CD Jobin Variations, as this hour of neon jazz begins needling towards E.
Thank you. Neon Jazz, Joe Domino.
That was a cut off what would be Ray Brown's final recording session, joined by Monty Alexander and Russell Malone. That was 2002's Dexter's Deck. From Chicago native and drummer, percussionist, and composer Reggie Nicholson, here in 1995 with the tune Tribute to Julius Hemphill and Don Pullen, to round out the edges of this hour of neon jazz together. And it's with that we thank you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a cat always swinging on a nostalgic star, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
Jazz.
Like what you heard? Well, we can't hear you. Let us know. Drop us a line. We always love to hear from you out there in Radioland. You can reach us at neonjazzkc@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right. Until next time, enjoy the music, my friends.
Thank you.
Neon Jazz.